This is game one. We are in postseason mode tonight. And for Brooklyn, it is right-hander Luis Moreno. He counters Aberdeen right-hander Gene Pinto. So going to be a really good first matchup. They're all going to be good pitching matchups from here on out. So it is a best-of-three series. Two teams from the north meeting, two teams from the south getting started. From that side, it's Bowling Green visiting Rome tonight. So that's the matchup in that series. And whoever wins starts that series on Sunday. It's also a best of three. So the Birds come in after winning that first half. They were mighty, certainly a different team now, but 43-23, and they absolutely ran away with the first half. But in the second half, kind of got there, just got to the finish line at 35-31. Meanwhile, Brooklyn a little clunky in that first half, and then 40-26 to round out the year. So it is the first half champion against the second half champion. And tonight, Aberdeen, which is a much different team than the last time these two teams met, sends Dylan Beavers to the plate. Beavers, a left-hand hitting right fielder, number 8 Orioles prospect. Moreno taps his feet, first pitch on the way. Beavers pops it foul down to third base side. And we get going with game one. So Moreno gets the baseball tonight. Luis has a 2.84 ERA in the Mets organization this year. That is the best among qualified starters. 0-1. Beavers sends a high fly into right. Consuegra drifting back towards the track. Consuegra at the fence. It's a one-hopper off the wall in the corner. Beavers around second, heading for third. The cutoff throw is eaten by Newton in center field. And Dylan Beavers starts this one off with a triple in the alley in right.
And this Aberdeen team is young, but they are super talented. This iteration of it, we're so good in the first half and have gone through that roster transformation in the second. And Beavers and Wagner and Kerstad, top prospects who are young, but they can certainly mash.
So Beavers just his fifth hit in five games. The infield comes in for the second hitter, Max Wagner. Pitch. Now Moreno deals the fastball strike to the righty. Nothing in one. So Beavers and Wagner that go back to back at the top of the lineup, and then the five hitter Judd Fabian, all drafted this year. The 0-1 breaking ball, strike two on the inside corner. So just babies to professional baseball. Beavers the number 8 prospect, Wagner number 16. He is 3-for-18 in five games with the Birds. Moreno set. Here's the 0-2. Breaking ball fouled back onto the concourse down the first base side. Tonight the Cyclones have Matt Rudick in left field. Alex Ramirez in center. Stanley Consuegra in right. Lugo and Newton on the left side of the infield. Peroza and Schwartz on the right with Mena catching. Another 0-2. Slider swoops outside for ball one. So Luis has done it from both ends of the spectrum. He's on the mound tonight. Started his April and May with Low A St. Lucie. Got called up for a full June. And his pitch here a ton. The 1-2. Missed up high with the fastball. And it's two balls and two strikes. 77 innings up here for Moreno. So that overall ERA number super low. And most of those numbers coming from innings at the highest of the two levels. 2-2. Got him swinging with a slider. So with a runner at third base and nobody out, Moreno comes up with a strikeout. One down now for Heston Kerstad.
And a really big pitch by Luis Moreno into that early trouble. Luis Rivera said that his maturity throughout the season has been so impressive, and a big pitch for the first out.
No score, top of the first. First toss to Kerstad. Fastball at the letters for a strike. That's nothing in one. While Beavers and Wagner have played a combined 9 games here, Kerstad been here a little longer, 43 games at high A, hitting a 233. The 0-1. Breaking ball, strike two. Slider on the inside corner. Kerstad, 3 homers, 20 RBIs, and a 312 on base. Infield remains in on the turf. From the first base side of the rubber, the 0-2. just missed down and in. Tried to change up, and it's ball one. Moreno with a 22% strikeout rate. Walk rate at 7%. Ground ball rate pretty high, 55%. Leans back, 1-2. Missed inside with the slider. It's two balls and two strikes. So these playoff crowds are always a little bit different than the regular season. There's usually not as many fans as you have on a regular season night, but the fans that are here are into it big time. Every pitch, 2-2. Fouled at home plate. Kirstad just got a piece. T.T. Bowens on deck. Kirstad, number 10 Orioles prospect out of Amarillo, Texas. The kick and the 2-2. Missed low with the changeup, and it's ball three. Kirstad, one of the bajillion, it seems, first-round picks that the Orioles have on every team and every affiliate, everywhere across the globe in this organization. He was the second overall pick in 2020 out of Arkansas. 3-2. Caught on and missed. He got him swinging. Back-to-back strikeouts. And Beavers still over at third with now two outs.
And back-to-back hitters down on the slider. Moreno snapping off a good one. Yeah, a tough pitch to handle for Kirstad, who was just a little bit out in front. A good battle, laid off some tough pitches, but Moreno puts him away.
Infield back, here's T.T. Bowens. Righty to righty, first pitch. Fastball strike at the top of the zone. It's nothing and one. Bowens been here all year, having a monster season. On base at 376, 20 doubles. 7 homers, 45 RBIs. From the stretch, the 0-1. Caught on and missed. High fastball, and it's strike two. So Beavers led it off with a triple to the alley in right center. Since then, the ball has not been put in play. Moreno says yes. Brings the feet together and comes to a complete stop. The 0-2. Just missed outside with a fastball. Four-man umpire crew for the first time all year. Mickey Smith behind the plate. Christian Argueza at first. Denver Dangerfield at second. JT Shaw at third. Mena sets up away. Here's the 1-2. Just missed off the plate with a slider. Moreno about to throw his 20th pitch of the first inning. Here comes. Got him looking. Slider on the outside corner. He strikes out Wagner, Kirstad, and Bowens and keeps Beavers over at third. Moreno rises to the occasion after the leadoff triple, and Aberdeen goes scoreless in the top of the first. Brooklyn coming to bat next, and we return to Coney Island on the Cyclones Radio Network.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night. A night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
Cyclones come to the plate, bottom one at Maimonides Park. Aberdeen sends out right-hander Gene Pinto. Pinto, really, really good. That's just basically it. It's all going to be good pitching from here on out. And Pinto gets the baseball tonight. Matt Rudick, Alex Ramirez, and JT Schwartz lead off. Some big moxie there from Luis Moreno. Lead off triple. That was Dylan Beavers sending one to the alley. And Moreno struck out three in a row. Keep this thing scoreless. Pinto winds and fires to Matt Rudick. And the lefty takes the fastball strike on the outside corner. Nothing and one. Matt, regular season finished up at 243 with a 366 on base. The 0-1. Swing and a miss at a changeup. Strike two. Well, Gene Pinto goes quickly. Very, very quickly. And when he's in rhythm, it is nasty. Very lethal. Rudick calls for time, hops back in. Pinto ready to go. The 0-2. Missed outside. Rudick, three homers and 28 RBIs. Lefty hitter out of San Diego State. Pinto's 1-2. Missed outside. Now, Gene, lately, last seven starts, been more Pinto-like, even though this year the numbers have not quite been as good as they have in the past. 2-2. Chopper foul to the right. And remains two balls and two strikes. But one earned run or fewer in six straight outings for the Venezuelan, just 21 years old. 2-2. Breaking ball rolled over to second. Cook waits on it, fields a deep second, and throws sidearm to first in time. One away. So Cook on the right side of the infield at second. He's over there with the first baseman, T.T. Bowens. Shortstop, Isaac De Leon. And the third baseman, Max Wagner. Dante Williams in left, Judd Fabian in center, Dylan Beavers in right, and Ramon Rodriguez catches. No score, bottom one. Here's Ramirez. Pitch. Fastball a little high for ball one. Pinto gets the ball back, gets the sign, taps his feet, the 1-0. Missed outside, ball two. Alex, the number four Mets prospect. Tall righty. Hitters count 2-0. Breaking ball fouled back. Alex at 278. Five homers, 34 RBIs, and a 329 on base. Those are just his Brooklyn numbers. Split time with here in St. Lucie. 2-1. Breaking ball, tap foul at home plate. Had a bad piece of Rodriguez, who shakes the left leg out. And these little moments where there's a break in the action help Brooklyn and work against Gene Pinto a little bit, who only has one speed. Everybody ready to go. Pinto has his sign. The 2-2. Missed up and in with the curveball. Three balls and two strikes. Payoff pitch. Foul back. Alex ended his season with 140 hits, which is incredibly high. It led all the Mets minor leaguers in hits. And it's actually 17 behind the minor league leader. It was a triple-A bat. Payoff coming. Ripped up the middle. It is a base hit center field. Well, 141 now for Ramirez, even though these are postseason stats. But Ramirez is on base. By the way, that batter, Will Brennan of AAA Columbus, that's in the Cleveland organization. So Alex, not that far behind.
Regular season, postseason, doesn't matter. Ramirez, good approach, staying up the middle. And the Cyclones know that to slow Gene Pinto down a little bit, want to try and create some traffic on the bases. Ramirez does that there.
First pitch to JT Schwartz, the lefty. Pinto delivers at the knees on the outside corner. A fastball for strike one. Schwartz at 273, six homers, 49 RBIs, 356 on base. Finished with 25 doubles. The 0-1. Fouled in the air down the left field line, out of play. Past the seating bowl and out towards the loading dock. Scoreless game, bottom one, game one of the North Division Championship Series. We are the only game in action right now across the minor leagues for the playoffs, at least at high A. The 0-2, breaking ball, rolled over, foul to the right side. Bowling Green visits Rome. So those guys play a best of three in the South Division. Game one of the Championship Series of the South Atlantic League starts Sunday. begins at either Bowling Green or Rome, but a lot will be decided between now and then. Pinto set belt high. Ramirez off first, one out. 0-2. Missed low away with a changeup. With a runner on base, Pinto significantly slows down. Ramirez, pretty big lead. 1-2, runner breaks, pitch grounded to first base. Ramirez gets the second safely, so Bowens takes it to the bag behind him for the out. So Schwartz grounds out, runner at second base, and two down for Jose Peroza, who is by far the best story on the team. Peroza started the year as a top 30 Mets prospect, and when he bottomed out, his batting average was 199 on June 29th. Everybody kind of counted him out. But after that date, he hit 336 over his last 58 games. Finished on an absolute tear. Cyclones are hoping he's not done. Righty against righty pitch. Breaking ball stays up and in for ball one. Peroza now at 271. 8 homers, 52 RBIs. On base matches JT Schwartz, 356. Pinto looks at second, the 1-0. Breaking ball that time swoops in for a strike over the inside edge. No score, bottom one. Pinto set, Peroza open stance, 1-1. Broken bat, slice to the right side, base hit by Cook into right center field. Ramirez around third. He scores, standing up. Jose Peroza makes it 1-0 Brooklyn in the bottom of the first inning.
And it's the guy you want up in these situations. Jose Peroza has been so good down the stretch, puts the bat on the ball, a little bit off the end, but he trades a bat for an RBI, and the Cyclones got to a good start in game one.
Clones on the board, looking for a little more with two outs. This brings up the five hitter, Stanley Consuegra. Righty batter out of the Dominican, Mets number 23 prospect. Pitch. Breaking ball outside, ball one. Pinto with a 3.83 ERA. The FIP at a run higher at 4.54. He's actually given up a lot of home runs this year. The 1-0. Breaking ball down, ball two. So 91 innings, the most he's ever thrown. But the lowest strikeout rate of his career and highest walk rate of his career. Cyclones trying to catch him in game one. 2-0. High bouncer back to the mound. Pinto off, fields, throws to first in time. Inning over. Cyclones take a 1-0 lead. Jose Peroza, two-out RBI single. And we go to the second inning. The Mets affiliate strikes first against the Baltimore affiliate on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app. Or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Top of the second inning at Maimonides Park. It's 1-0 Brooklyn. Clones lead the Ironbirds thanks to an RBI single from Jose Peroza. So a really big momentum shift if you believe in that in baseball. But Luis Moreno, who's back out for his second inning, gave up a triple to start the game. Dylan Beavers at third base, nobody out. And Moreno struck out Wagner, Kerstad, and Bowens. And it was that close for Aberdeen to take a 1-0 lead. But Moreno locked it down, and Perosa lifted him up to give him a 1-0 cushion. Judd Fabian leads off, right-handed hitting center fielder. Moreno's first pitch, right down the chute for a called strike one, went with a fastball. Fabian also one of those newcomers, just drafted earlier this year. 8 games at this level. Next pitch, slider swoops outside. 1-1. Fabian out of Florida, just 21 years old. Moreno slows down his pace a little bit. High kick, 1-1. And he drops the breaking ball over the outside corner, strike two. Fabian, a competitive balance pick, 67th overall in July. Pretty amazing. Both Beavers, Wagner, and Fabian, 3 of them. Babies in pro baseball. 1-2. Slash down the right field line, but twisting out of play. Saves the ball in 2 strikes.
But certainly earned the call-up.
Absolutely.
386 in 10 games with Delmarva. 12 extra base hits. OPS, 1,300. So it wasn't charity bringing him up to high A.
Moreno leans back, 1-2. High fly, left field. Rudick back. Ramirez comes together next to him at the wall. Both look up, and it stretches for a solo home run. Wow. Right on cue. Judd Fabian touches them all to tie the game on a ball that went over the clouds and just landed over the fence in left center field. 1-1 in the second inning.
And normally we talk about the win bringing balls back in, suppose later on into the fall, but tonight, flag blown out. So a little help, and that ball was in the air forever. And Fabian had just enough to get it over the wall.
Here's Billy Cook. First pitch, righty to righty. Moreno misses up and away with the fastball. It's certainly a stunning development because, like Nick said, wind blowing in off the beach. That's the way it usually goes. But tonight, blowing out. You don't see that kind of home run very often. 1-0. Slider outside. Ball 2. And now Moreno falls behind after the homer. Cook been here all year, a lot of power. 15 home runs for Aberdeen. Luis is 2-0. Misses up and in with a hard fastball. Ball 3. Well, for Fabian, that was his first home run here, his fourth since getting drafted. 3-0 pitch. Across the outside corner for a strike. And I guess that's the conversation that you have is the numbers. Small sample size, you just don't know, but these guys could be lightning in a bottle in a series like this. 3-1 to Billy Cook. Up and in, and Moreno walks Cook. So homer and walk, and Mena goes out for a conversation.
Yeah, sometimes they're so young, they don't know any better. They don't know that it should be hard to walk into professional baseball, that they should be nervous because it's the playoffs, and guys who have come in and had success, and Judd Fabian out of University of Florida had a ton of success there, and it's been impressive, this lineup that Aberdeen puts together. Doesn't have a ton of experience, but a lot of talent.
Runner at first base, nobody out. Here's Dante Williams. It's a 1-1 game. Pitch. Williams hits one high in the air to center. Ramirez in a step, now backpedals 2 and makes the catch. Williams was at 222 in the regular season, 4 homers, 42 RBIs.
And see how Luis Moreno will bounce back. Luis Rivera was so complimentary of him, touched on it a little bit in his last start, has matured throughout the duration of the regular season and trying to do that again, shake off the leadoff home run.
This brings up Ramon Rodriguez, righty catcher, pitch. Breaking ball, fouled back for a strike. And Moreno, last 2 outings went 7. Had never done that before in his career. And then here against Wilmington, September 1, 7 shutty. And Winston-Salem, that more impressive outing going seven because he gave up two early ones. 0-1. Missed up and in with a fastball. It's 1-1 on Rodriguez. 56 games at this level for Ramon. 242 batting average. On base at 305. 1-1. Slash into right field in the air. Consuegra in and makes the catch. Thinks about throwing back to first, but just eats it and lets Cook skedaddle back. Clones outfield now reading the wind after that home run, playing a lot deeper than normal. Again, it is very, very unique that the wind is blowing out this much. One game, top of the second. Two down, runner at first for the nine man. Righty shortstop, Isaac De Leon. Moreno set, first pitch. Slider caught on and missed. De Leon, eight hits and 47 at bats over just 15 games with the Birds. One extra base hit, a triple. Cook leads off first, the 0-1. Breaking ball popped up into shallow right. Consuegra looks up to that sunset sky, stops, and makes the catch to end the inning. Aberdeen with the answer. Judd Fabian catches the jet stream and ties the game at one. We go to the bottom of the second inning for Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older, too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
We go 1-1 into the bottom of the second inning on Coney Island. Aberdeen has just tied the game. Home run from Judd Fabian responding to the Jose Perosa RBI single. Last time up for the Cyclones. So Gene Pinto, and we had some help from his outfielder. Pinto faces Mena, Lugo, and Swazi, 6, 7, and 8. It is gorgeous sunset time in Coney. No clouds up overhead. Everything out over the water. As if you're looking at one of those gorgeous old-timey photos at the sea. First pitch to Jose Mena. Gene Pinto delivers down and away for ball one. So Pinto, nobody on base, working fast. Gets the sign, kicks and deals. Mena grounds it to first. A two-hopper. Bowen's off the bag. Fields and takes it to the pillow himself. One away. Mena, the Cyclones catcher, was at 239, 8 homers, 35 RBIs, and a 274 on base. Base is clear for William Lugo, 20-year-old that came up from St. Lucie about a month ago. Righty against righty, first pitch. Breaking ball, strike, flips the inside corner, and it's nothing in one. Lugo's been terrific, hitting a 267 with a 347 on base. The 0-1, he hits one down a left field line towards the foul pole. It is just foul. Well, Lugo twisted that barrel through the zone a little too fast, and it's strike two. Lugo came up on August 8th. 84 games with St. Lucie, 10 homers. The 0-2. Breaking ball, cue shot to first. Bowens handles the squibber and takes it again to the first base bag. Two down.
Busy inning for T.T. Bowens. Jermaine Pinto trying to get into a groove. Say against high quality arms, you want to try and get him in the first inning because then they'll settle in, see if Pinto is able to do that or if the Cyclones can put together some more tough at-bats.
First pitch to Joe Swazi. Pinto misses low and away with a breaking ball. Joe, the righty, getting the DH in game one. He has certainly earned it lately. 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball at the knees. One ball, one strike. Joe at 221 with a 325 on base. Pinto ready to go. The 1-1. Breaking ball hit in the air. Deep left field. Swazi hits it out. As fast as it comes in, that's as fast as it goes out. The Long Island native does it again for the team he grew up loving. Brooklyn takes a 2-1 lead against Aberdeen. More Joe Swazi electricity.
And that's why he's in the lineup. Joe Swazi had such a good down the stretch run for this Cyclones offense and has that power. And games that are so close against really good pitching, one swing can turn it.
There's Shervin Newton, switch hitter batting left. He takes a fastball, strike one.
That's what Swazi gives you.
The 0-1 to Newton, swing and a miss at a changeup down. Nothing in two. Newton at 199, 8 homers, 46 RBIs, 297 on base in the regular season. Also a guy that began at St. Lucie. Came up very, very quickly. Early May. Pinto's 0-2. Breaking ball got him swinging. So Joe Swazi gives the Cyclones a 2-1 lead. 9 home runs this year for Joe. We go to the third inning. Brooklyn 2, Aberdeen 1. Nick DeLuca with the play-by-play when we get back on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
A Joe Swazi homer has given the Cyclones a 2-1 lead in game one of this league championship series. Luis Moreno back to work with a lead in the top of the third. We'll face the top of the Aberdeen order. Dylan Beavers, Max Wagner, and Heston Kerstad. Beavers led off the ball game with that triple to right center field. And then Moreno struck out the side in order to get out of the jam. Beavers, the lefty hitter, first pitch. Check swing foul, rolled to the left side. It's nothing and one. Beavers, the number 8 prospect in the Baltimore system. 16 games with Delmarva before the promotion. 0-1, breaking ball strike outside corner, nothing and two. Cyclones retaking the lead on the Swazi home run. And Brooklyn hoping that they can get the pitching that they got in the regular season to carry over into the postseason. 0-2, fastball up and in, one ball and two strikes. On the whole of the year, Brooklyn ended the regular season allowing 510 runs. That's the fewest in the South Atlantic League and second fewest in all of minor league baseball. Moreno a catalyst for that. 1-2. Weak roller right side, fielded by the first baseman Schwartz. Calls off Moreno, jogs to the bag, one away. So the Cyclones have gotten some really good pitching. So good down the stretch in the final 18 games. They won 14 of the last 18. And mentioned that they allowed fewer than 3 runs a game. Here's Max Wagner. First pitch. Fastball down and away. 1-0. Wagner struck out his first time. 21-year-old out of Green Bay, Wisconsin, and Clemson. 1-0. Check swing, roller, foul. Back to the screen. One ball and one strike on Wagner. Had 12 hits in 13 games at low A. 5 for extra bases. So some power. 1-1. High drive. Right field. Consuegra back toward the warning track. Settles with room and makes the catch off the shoulder for the second out of the inning.
Now, even the outs look pretty good for some of these guys. You can tell with the way Aberdeen is attacking, Moreno get everything up into the air. 4 last 5 outs have been on deep fly balls.
Just didn't quite have that same carry. Again, the wind blowing out tonight, something to watch as this one goes along. Here's Heston Kerstad. First pitch, fastball strike outside corner. 0-1. 2-1 Brooklyn, top of the third. Bases empty and two gone. Moreno looking for a shutdown inning. So crucial in the postseason. Shakes off, gets the sign. 0-1. Change up low. One ball and one strike. Kerstad struck out his first time. Part of the back-to-back nasty sliders from Moreno to work out of the jam. 1-1. Breaking ball strike inside corner. Goes with the slider again and gets the strike. 1-2 on Kerstad. Lugo off the line at third with a shade to pull. 1-2. Line drive, base hit right field in between first and second. And Heston Kerstad extends this top of the third inning with a two-out single.
Yeah, good sliders tonight from Moreno. That one just out and over the plate. And right in Kerstad's wheelhouse, especially with two strikes, you're looking for anything close. And when he gets something good like that, chance to put a good swing on it.
Second overall pick in 2020, signed for $2.5 million and a base hit that time. Here's T.T. Bowens. First pitch. Check swing at a breaking ball. He went around. 0-1. Bowens struck out looking his first time. That was the capper for Moreno to get out of the long jam in the first. Ready, sets, 0-1. Breaking ball in the dirt. Slide over by Mena to keep it in front. Kerstad has to hang out at first. One ball and one strike. Good work by Mena behind home plate. T.T. Bowens really struggled to end the regular season. Was 2 for his last 26 in the month of September. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Over a changeup. One ball and two strikes. Cyclones on top, 2-1 in the top of the third. Joe Swazi, solo homer in the bottom of the second, has given the Cyclones the lead. Moreno looking for the scoreless frame. 1-2, swing and a miss. Bowens chased a breaking ball, and Moreno has his fourth strikeout of the night and a scoreless top of the third inning. Kerstad stranded, 2.5 complete. 2-1 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Two on Brooklyn as we go to the bottom of the third from Maimonides Park. Nick DeLuca, Keith Radd here with you, MILB.TV and the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. appreciate you hanging out with us tonight. It is the North Division League Championship Series between Brooklyn and Aberdeen. Game one of potentially three to decide who will take on the champion of the South Division at the end of the week. Matt Rudick leads it off against Gene Pinto. First pitch, breaking ball, up and away, 1-0. Rudick grounded out to second to lead off the ball game for the Cyclones. 1-0. Fastball strike outside edge. One ball and one strike. Rudick had a really good end of the season. A 295 hitter since August the 1st. 1-1. Breaking ball strike outside edge. 1-2. Only Jose Peroza and JT Schwartz hit for higher average on this Cyclones roster over that span. Pinto winds in the 1-2. Tap foul at home plate. Count remains a ball and two strikes. Cyclones tagging Pinto for runs in each of the first two innings. Jose Peroza RBI single and Joe Swazi solo home run. 1-2. Rudick rolls over right side. A step to the right for Billy Cook. Flip to first. One away.
Coming to the plate here, Brooklyn Cyclones, the center fielder, number 25, Alex Ramirez.
Pair of ground outs tonight for Matt Rudick. And with one away, here's Alex Ramirez. Stop for a moment, now ready to go. First pitch from Pinto. Fastball strike inside corner, 0-1. Ramirez singled and scored his first time. Really good week in Winston-Salem, 0-1. Fastball up and away, one ball and one strike. Ramirez 9 of 27 with a pair of doubles against the dash. 1-1. Fastball down and away, two balls and a strike. Mentioned that Ramirez got the call up around July the 4th. First crack at high A against Aberdeen. 2-1. Taps it weakly left side. Charging De Leon. High hop. Throw is well high. And over the Cyclones dugout into the stands. Ramirez will reach and advance to second on a throwing error. See how they will score it. Whether Ramirez gets a hit and an error or it's just an error. It is a hit and an E6. So Ramirez with his second hit of the night, and Isaac De Leon playing in Brooklyn for the first time. A little bit unsure about whether to charge that immediately or wait back for the hop, and he chose poorly.
It was up in the air for a long time, so I think he just said, well, let me come in and get this thing. And then by the time he released it, it was at least a single, but then it's not through the netting. That's just a tough error for him, and Cyclones catch a break.
Here's JT Schwartz, runner in scoring position. First pitch, breaking ball off the outside edge, 1-0. Schwartz grounded out his first time. Reached in seven straight to end the regular season. And an opportunity to extend the Brooklyn lead, 2-1 here in the bottom of the third. 1-0. Schwartz lifts a fly ball left field. Williams settles under it, drifting toward the line, makes the catch for the second out.
Number four, Jose Peroza.
So two down in the Cyclones' third. And here is Jose Peroza. Ramirez leading from second with two out. And the Cyclones on top 2-1. Pinto working from the first base side of the rubber. Glove pressed against the belt. Lifts the leg, first pitch. Breaking ball down and away. 1-0. Peroza, RBI single. Back in the first inning to get the Cyclones the lead. Brooklyn hoping to see deja vu all over again. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Peroza out in front of a breaking ball. One ball and one strike. Jose tore it up again in Winston-Salem, batted 500 for the week, 11 for 22. Homer, a couple of doubles. And since August 1st, when he turned his season around, hitting 369 which is best in all the South Atlantic League. 1-1. Breaking ball in the dirt. Rodriguez slides over to keep it in front. Two balls and a strike on Peroza.
And you know it's been that kind of a sick year where Sunday's doubleheader in Winston-Salem, meaningless games, end of the year. He plays in both games and has five hits on the day. Jose, take a day, relax. Nope, he's been great all year.
Set by Pinto at the belt. Stare at second, 2-1. Breaking ball in the dirt, two balls and two strikes. Now, I don't want to bring up Ted Williams in the context of Jose Peroza, but it does remind me of that story where Williams had the 400 season clinched, and they had a doubleheader, and they asked him, do you want to sit it out? And he said, no, I'm playing. And he went something on the order of 6-for-8 across the two games. 3-1 pitch. Breaking ball off the outside corner. Peroza on base again with a two-out walk.
It's about momentum, too. I mean, Peroza wanted to play both games of the doubleheader. And again, Louis could ask these guys, hey, did you want to sit? Able to get some guys in there that didn't have any at-bats towards the end of the year, and Peroza wanted to play. He also says he hates DHing because he always wants to be in the game fully. He says, I hate it. I want to be an infielder and do my job and hit. I want the whole experience.
Well, for the guy that calls himself Jose Lindor, I see why. First pitch to Consuegra. Fastball strike outside corner. 0-1. Cyclones on top 2-1, threatening again in the bottom of the third. Runners at first and second with two out for Consuegra. Pinto the set, stares at second, 0-1. Breaking ball down and away, one ball and one strike. Peroza with the lead from first, Ramirez at second. Stanley Consuegra looking to come through with two outs. Pinto taps the toe to the set. 1-1. Breaking ball. Missed outside. Two balls and a strike. Consuegra held off on the check swing. Stanley turned it on in September. At a 325 over the season's final month after struggling in August. 2-1. Hard grounder. Base hit left field. Ramirez waved around third. Williams' throw to the plate is offline. Ramirez scores. Peroza advances to third. Throw gets away and Consuegra into second after an RBI single. The Cyclones extend the lead. The two-out hitting continues. Consuegra this time. And it's 3-1 Brooklyn.
Good on Stanley. He has been a sucker. You mentioned his struggles in August. Sucker for that slider down and away. Pinto knows it, so he starts to chuck a few down there. And Stanley flinched at a few of them and hung in tight. Got himself in a good count. And one thing on Consuegra, he hits the ball really hard. It doesn't matter where, up, down in the air. Bouncing ball on the turf. Got by for an RBI.
Here's Jose Mena. Second and third, two out. Run in for Brooklyn. First pitch. Wave and a miss. Nothing and one. Luis Rivera talking about Consuegra earlier on this season said he has the ability to barrel the ball up and make it scream. That one was hit really hard. No chance for Wagner at third base. 0-1 pitch. Mena, hard grounder, speared by Bowens at first. Takes it to the bag himself, and the inning's over. Nice defensive play by T.T. Bowens on the sharp one hopper to keep this a two-run ball game. Cyclones strike for a run in a third straight inning tonight. Consuegra comes through with two down. To the fourth we go, 3-1 Cyclones on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murphs, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murphs, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Hey, fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Cyclones have scored all three runs tonight with two outs. They take a 3-1 lead to the top of the fourth inning. Luis Moreno back to work on the bump for Brooklyn. Will face 5, 6, and 7 in the Ironbirds order. Chut Fabian, Billy Cook, and Dante Williams. And the Cyclones off to a good start in game one of this series. Best of three. Not a ton of time to get things right. And game one, so crucial, especially knowing that the final two are played on the road in Aberdeen. And the Cyclones have carried over that strong offensive end of the season to tonight with three runs against Gene Pinto. First pitch to Fabian. Breaking ball misses off the outside corner. It's 1-0. Fabian with the solo home run in the second to get Aberdeen on the board. 1-0. Pop foul right side now to play. One ball and one strike on the Aberdeen center fielder. Number 23 prospect in the Orioles system out of the University of Florida. Moreno into the motion. One ball, one strike pitch. Fastball called strike, 1-2. Fabian graduated from high school early to enroll at Florida. Was picked by the Red Sox, didn't sign. And a second-round pick of the Orioles. 1-2. Wave and a miss. Moreno gets his revenge. Fabian chased the breaking pitch, his fifth strikeout of the night. And the leadoff man set down in the fourth. So one away for Moreno. Here's Billy Cook. Closed off stance right side. Moreno, first pitch. Hard grounder, one hopper right to Lugo at third. Taps the glove, across the diamond, two away. Three straight set down by Luis Moreno. Cyclones getting him runs in back-to-back innings and trying to make it back-to-back shutdown innings. So crucial in postseason play. Here's Dante Williams with the bases empty. First pitch. Fastball up and away. 1-0. Williams flew out to center his first time. 3-1 Brooklyn. Bases clear. Two down. Top of the fourth. Moreno gets the sign. Lifts the leg. 1-0. Williams. Line drive center field. Chases Ramirez back. Drifting still and makes the catch. In front of the 4-12 sign in dead center to close out the inning. Moreno, another shutdown frame. 1-2-3 goes Aberdeen. Middle four from Maimonides Park. 3-1 Cyclones on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app. Or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
Brooklyn takes a 3-1 lead through the bottom of the fourth in game one of this three-game series. Have gotten Gene Pinto in each of the first three innings tonight. Two-out RBI single by Peroza, two-out solo home run by Joe Swazi, and two-out RBI single by Stanley Consuegra. And Brooklyn against Pinto, who had been so good against them in the regular season, have found some success tonight. Bottom third of the Cyclones order. First pitch to William Lugo, righty on righty, is a fastball strike, 0-1. Lugo grounded out to first his first time. 0-1, swing and a miss. No balls and two strikes. Cyclones playing in more meaningful baseball this time in the postseason. 0-2. Lugo lifts a fly ball. Left center field, Williams drifting over. Calls off Fabian and makes the catch for out number one. We're battling day in and day out with Hudson Valley down the stretch. And Luis Rivera, the guys in that clubhouse, feel like it's an advantage heading into the postseason because they've been playing for their playoff lives for a while now. First pitch to Joe Swazi. Fastball strike outside corner, 0-1. Luis Rivera saying that he tells his team, all we got to do is keep doing what we're doing. 0-1, breaking ball strike, 0-2. Told them to trust the process of the preparation, playing hard, and continuing to grind, and hoping that that will pay off in a playoff run here in 2022. Faces empty, one out, 3-1 Brooklyn, bottom four, 0-2 to Swazi. Fastball off the outside edge, one ball and two strikes. Swazi hitting that solo home run in the second to give the Cyclones the lead. 1-2. Fastball down and away. Two balls and two strikes. Swazi getting the game one start, and he has earned it, working his way into the lineup. 2-2. Wave and a miss. Swazi down on strikes. Breaking ball. And the second strikeout for Gene Pinto is the second out in the bottom of the fourth. Base is empty, two gone. Here's Shervin Newton. First pitch, fastball up and away, 1-0. Newton struck out his first time. Switch hitter batting left. Pinto winds, 1-0. Tap foul at home plate, one ball and one strike. Newton caught it off the front foot, drops the bat, and will walk in behind home plate. Bases are empty with two gone. Cyclones on top, 3-1. Have scored runs in each of the first three innings tonight. Gene Pinto looking for a 1-2-3 bottom of the fourth. Righty winds in the pitch. Rolled over, right side. Sliding stop of the backhand. Cook, underhand flip to first. Inning over. Gene Pinto gets that 1-2-3 frame in the bottom of the fourth. It stays a two-run Brooklyn lead, 3-1 to the fifth. Keith Rad with the play-by-play when we return on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code CYCLONES at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today. Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents, they're getting older too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Aberdeen catcher Ramon Rodriguez leads off for the Birds, who come to the plate in the top of the fifth inning, down 3-1 to the Brooklyn Cyclones. Luis Moreno deals the first toss, and the off-speed pitch misses up and in for ball one. Rodriguez de Leon, then the top for the Baltimore affiliate. 1-0. That hits the outside corner at the knees. Tough pitch. Rodriguez hung his head to the side. So a ball and a strike. Luis raises the glove, turns his feet, 1-1. Got it again, down and away, strike two. Another fastball. Ramon flew out to right his first time. 1-2. Breaking ball a little low. So Moreno likes to change that cadence. Steers right at you. Then turns the feet and has a whole mess of different ways he can shake you up with that front leg. 2-2. Off the plate. Missed for ball three. That was the old school windup. And sometimes he just points the leg towards the plate and throws at you like he's thrown out of the stretch. Payoff pitch. Breaking ball. Chop foul. Walks up the third baseline over to the Aberdeen dugout. Take a look, and Birds have a lefty warming up. Now, Pinto went four innings last week at Jersey Shore. Could be done after four tonight. Payoff pitch. Bouncer down the right field line. It's a fair ball pass for it, sent headed towards deep right field. Rodriguez takes a turn and goes back as Consuegra gets over to it and whips it back in. So just a base hit. Could have been a lot more than that if Ramon was a little bit quicker. An inside-out swing. A late hack and a base hit down the line.
That's why organizations want players to cut down on strikeouts, because when you put the ball in play, anything can happen, and that was not hit all that hard, but Rodriguez found a spot.
Cyclones 3, Ironbirds 1, top of the fifth, game 1 in a best of 3. Here's Isaac De Leon, righty against righty. Moreno fires. Breaking ball missed up and in for ball one. De Leon also flew out to deep right field. Keeps his hands low right off his chest. Moreno set at the ear, 1-0. Missed down and away. So Luis falls behind. Two balls, no strikes. 67 pitches now for Moreno. 43 in the zone. Still a pretty good ratio. 2-0. Breaking ball strike over the inside corner. De Leon, little jelly leg of that one. Schwartz holding Rodriguez on. Not a big base stealer. 2-1. Popped him up. Shallow center. Fading out to Ramirez in straightaway center. Comes walking in and makes the two-hand catch. Check in on that game going on in the South Division Championship, Bowling Green visiting Rome. Bowling Green won the first half. Rome won the second half. Right now, scoreless in the bottom of the second. One on one out. Here's Dylan Beavers. This is now Moreno's third time through the lineup. A triple and a ground out tonight for the lefty hitter. Pitch. Punch foul down to third base side into the netting. Strike one. So the question always remains here is, who's going to come in with the most momentum? And most of the time, the pretty obvious answer is the team that is the hottest coming into the playoffs. And it's always a little bit more difficult for that first half champion who might have clinched in June to have that same energy coming into the September playoffs. Sometimes you have a whole new team. The 0-1. Breaking ball just missed outside. Moreno tried to bend it over the back door. Didn't get the call from Mickey Smith. 1-1. Breaking ball drops low for ball two. Aberdeen clinched on June 16th. Very, very long time ago. And a lot of new faces in this lineup since. 2-1. Grounded to second base. Perosa fields. Throw to second one. Newton to first. Base double play. Luis Moreno doctors up the 4-6-3 and faces the minimum in a scoreless fifth. Halfway through game one. Brooklyn 3, Aberdeen 1. We go to the bottom of the fifth in New York City on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Cyclones at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Off we go to the bottom of the fifth inning at Maimonides Park. Underneath the stadium lights, Brooklyn 3, Aberdeen 1. Antonio Velez comes on as the new arm. And the Aberdeen southpaw deals to Matt Rudick. First pitch, fastball, strike on the inside corner. So Rudick, Ramirez, and Schwartz, the 0-1. I missed down and away. One ball, one strike. Velez technically down here on rehab assignment from Double A Bowie. That long-haired lefty under the blue hat. 1-1. Rudick sends a high fly deep down the right field line towards the pole, and it is gone! Oh, little Matt Rudick hits a solo shot. Rudy into the backyard in right field. He takes Velez deep. The Cyclones have hit two home runs tonight and take a 4-1 lead at the bottom of the fifth.
And so tough for left-handed hitters against left-handed pitchers. The angle, and that was a fastball in, and Matt Rudick just beat him to the spot. Super impressive against that tough angle and able to steer it fair, and Matt Rudick extends the Cyclones' lead.
Here's Alex Ramirez. Velez fires and delivers strike one. So the Cyclones have been up five times and have scored in four of the five innings. The 0-1. Ramirez swings over the changeup. Strike two. So Rudick, who hit three home runs with the Cyclones, gets one down the right field line right over the Geico sign. Infield is back. The 0-2. Up and away. Now Ramirez, in his first playoff game, has been on twice. Single to center. Infield single to the shortstop. 1-2. Ripped to the shortstop again. A two-hopper for De Leon. He bobbles it at first. Picks it up. Has no play. Another error. That's two errors now for Isaac De Leon. And Ramirez, who has been on twice already and has scored twice, is on again.
And a tough welcome to Brooklyn for Isaac De Leon. And everyone plays on turf, but sometimes a little bit different from ballpark to ballpark. And it's a third Aberdeen error already.
This brings up JT. Quick throw over Ramirez back, and he's in safely. And you have to remember that we have four umpires now. So Christian Argueza right behind first base got an HD view of that throw over. Lefty against lefty. First pitch. Schwartz chops it foul into his own dugout. Strike one. So Velez on the mound through 48 innings with double-A Bowie. 11 games, 10 starts. So been here for a while, actually. The 0-1. Roll to the right side. Cook, the second baseman, fields to his left, spins, and throws right on target to first. Nifty play. So Billy Cook, little spinorama. He gets Schwartz. Ramirez down to second base with one out.
And one play after an error on a routine ground ball to shortstop. Billy Cook helps his pitcher out. That's a really tough play for a second baseman. His momentum carrying him onto the outfield turf. He plants and does the spin and the throw right there for the first out.
Here's Jose Peroza. Cyclones have a 4-1 lead. We're in the bottom of the fifth. Peroza, a single and a walk. Pitch. Breaking ball missed in for ball one. Ramirez in scoring position again. 1-0. Foul back, and Peroza goes all the way down to a knee.
Think that was the A swing.
Goes down there. Always reminds me of Adrian Beltre. That big daddy hat. A long look at second. 1-1. Changeup fades off the plate. So Velez leans in, nods yes. Heading a swivel, looking at second. 2-1. Peroza rolls one foul down third. A little bounder. Stays 2-2. So Peroza, along with broken catcher Jose Mena, back in the playoffs again. Both guys part of the 2019 championship team that took down Lowell on this field. Beat the Boston Red Sox affiliate. So how cool to be back in the playoffs again at a higher level a couple of years later. 2-2. Stung in the air, deep left center field, out towards the wall. Fabian back at the track, gives it a look. Bye-bye. Two-run home run, Jose Peroza. What a year. It's a third Brooklyn home run of the night, and the Cyclones have blown it open. Brooklyn takes a 6-1 lead in the bottom of the fifth.
And they just can't get him out. It has been incredibly impressive for Jose Peroza, who just turned his season around and has continued to rake into the postseason. Had a great series in Winston-Salem, has stayed on time and locked in, and that's the most impressive part. This is not a small stretch. He has just continued to rake for 2 months.
Pitch to Stanley Consuegra. Breaking ball ties him up on the inside corner, and Stanley cannot hold up on the check swing. So 6-1 Cyclones, a three spot in the bottom of the fifth. 0-1. Velez misses up and away, and it's a ball and a strike. So thinking that maybe it was a Pinto problem, but the Cyclones are just hot tonight. 1-1. A little bit low. Pinto went four innings. Gave up three runs. Velez leans in for the sign. Nods yes. High kick, 2-1. K Consuegra loops one into shallow left field. Williams comes racing on, loses the hat, makes the catch on the run. And the hair goes flopping by as he comes swirling over the outfield turf. Everybody playing back tonight with that wind.
And Velez gets the out, but it's another good at-bat for the Cyclones. And you talked about it, 1-9, top to bottom. Haven't been chasing tonight, stayed in the strike zone. How about this? Only 2 strikeouts.
It is pretty amazing, especially facing a guy like Gene Pinto to start, who has posted strikeout rates of 30% for a year coming into this year. Here's Mena. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Soft stuff down. No balls and a strike.
And against the Cyclones was ridiculous. 13 innings, 19 strikeouts.
The 0-1. Bender cut on and miss for strike 2. Now Pinto is not fun. You find out you're facing him, you go, oh boy. But Brooklyn has gotten him tonight and working on Velez. The 0-2. Cracked in the air, deep left center field, out to the wall. It is a one-hopper off the fence. Mena around second, around first, heading to second. Fabian's throw is wide. Double for Jose Mena. And double brought to you by TD Bank. Make some noise with a new TD Double Up credit card.
Yeah, that noise you heard was that line drive off the bat of Jose Mena hitting the wall with authority. Another ball scorched in this inning, and the Cyclones are having a lot of success against Antonio Velez.
2 home runs and a double. That is just 3 of the 6 batters that Velez has faced. There comes Forrest Hermann, the pitching coach. Very slow walk out there. This thing is getting out of hand right now for Aberdeen. This is a playoff game. Can't kind of sit back and give up runs like this. So a conversation with a double-A arm. So I've been here since August 19th. Pitching with Aberdeen for the 5th time. Just the 2nd time, though, in relief. He's had pretty good numbers coming in. But tonight is facing that momentous Cyclones lineup. They can kind of do no wrong right now. So Hermann in that Orioles black hoodie heads back to the third base dugout. And Velez stays on the mound looking for the final out. We're in the bottom of the 5th. Cyclones have a 6-1 lead against Aberdeen. Runner at second base for William Lugo. Pitch. Changeup low for ball 1. Lugo with a ground out to the first baseman and a fly out to Williamson left. There comes the 1-0. Another changeup down and Lugo with an easy take. Velez set at the belt. A look at second. Lifts the leg. 2-0. And the breaking ball, that misses 2. Down and in. Technically, Velez should be out of the inning by this point. That early error did him no favors. 3-0. Right down the chute. Wondering a little bit there if Lugo is going to have the green light. Cyclones have been blowing the top off of Antonio Velez tonight. Still got to come in 3-1. Pitch. Breaking ball in, and Lugo with a nice, mature plate appearance to take a walk. And pass it along to the next guy, Joe Swazi, who has a home run tonight.
And that's been the key for the Cyclones. Aside from the hard contact, which is a big piece of it, it's been putting themselves in position to get A swings off. And again, William Lugo knows this is a pitcher who's been struggling, not going to chase, stay in the strike zone, and pass the baton.
2 on, 2 out, bottom of the 5th inning. Lefty pitcher, righty batter. Pitch. Swazi hits one high in the sky to center. Fabian glides over to his right towards left center and makes the catch to end the frame. Matt Rudick home run. Jose Perosa 2-run home run. 3 cross in the 5th. Brooklyn has a 6-1 lead for the first five against Aberdeen. Trivia coming up next when we get back on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
We go to the top of the sixth inning where the Cyclones lead Aberdeen. Lead the Ironbirds 6-1. This is game one of the North Division Championship Series. Cyclones have hit some homers tonight. Matt Rudick with a solo shot. Jose Perosa, two-run homer. And Joe Swazi with a solo blast. Meanwhile, Aberdeen has also hit a home run. A leadoff shot in the second inning for Judd Fabian. But outside of that, or I should say since that home run, just two other hits allowed by Brooklyn starter Luis Moreno. So Moreno continues his trek through this order third time. It's Max Wagner, Heston Kerstad, and T.T. Bowens, 2, 3, and 4. Wagner digs in from the right side. Moreno puts the glove in front of his face. First pitch. Strike hits the outside corner. Wagner with a strikeout and a flyout to right. Moreno, one run on four hits with five strikeouts. High kick, 0-1. Swing and a miss. This is a pivotal inning in the game. Cyclones just put up a three spot, making a close game not so close. Moreno gets the target. Maina flashes the glove, 0-2. Up and away, missing with the fastball. Moreno gets a shutdown inning in this frame. That's not good. Aberdeen does have the heart of the order up. 1-2. Got him looking. Wagner takes strike three. Moreno strikes out his sixth. Tony Cabo's trivia. Nick has a question for you tonight. We'll give you the answer in the bottom of the sixth. Chance for you to jump in as well with the hashtag Tony Convos on Twitter.
Well, it is a postseason appearance for a Mets affiliate. Mets have been in the postseason a couple times, haven't won the World Series since 1986. But because it's the Mets, the postseason, who was the World Series MVP in the 1986 Fall Classic?
First pitch to Kerstad. He shoots one foul down third. No balls and a strike. So if you think you know the answer to the question, jump on Twitter. Use the hashtag ConeyConvos. The 0-1. Kerstad stares at strike two. C-O-N-E-Y, C-O-N-V-O-S. Give it the answer in the bottom of the sixth. Cyclones have a 6-1 lead, top of the sixth. Pitch, chopper down to third baseline. Lugo over to his right, leaps, makes the stab, throws across, not in time. Acrobatic and athletic play from Lugo, but Kerstad burned it down the line for an infield hit.
Nice job by William Lugo to keep that in front. Not much of an opportunity once he fielded it, moving away from where he's got to throw, plant the feet.
Here's T.T. Bowens, who has struck out twice. Pitch. Righty takes a little bit high. Ball one. So Kerstad's on at first. He's the only guy with two hits tonight for the Birds. 1-0. Breaking ball, check swing, roller to the right side. Foul ball right in front of that Brooklyn dugout. Cyclone's starting to get somebody up behind Moreno, who has thrown 82 pitches. The 1-1. Missed high and away with a fastball. Two balls and a strike. under a night sky in Coney Island. Tuesday night, game one, 2-1, way outside. Moreno falling off to the first base side. Just one walk tonight for Moreno. Usually never an issue of his. But behind on the big hitter, T.T. Bowens. Kerstad leads, 3-1. Nabs the outside corner, just got it for a strike. DeLuis digs that foot into the dirt, leans in for the sign. 3-2 to Bowens. Here comes. Tap foul at home plate. Slider. One on one out, top of the sixth. Payoff pitch. Got him looking. T.T. Bowens shaky at the knees. And Moreno bends one in there for his seventh strikeout. Two down in the top of the sixth.
And this Aberdeen lineup has been uncomfortable against that pitch all night long. Luis Moreno has had a really good slider and is so effective when he is throwing that for strikes, and he is doing that and then some tonight.
This brings up Judd Fabian. First pitch. Fastball at the letters. Strike one. Well, Moreno's had such a good year in a great organization. Mets are always known for having great pitching. And Moreno kind of quietly this year has been having one of the best seasons of any pitcher. 0-1. Just missed outside. Lowest ERA, third in whip, and fourth in strikeouts in the organization. And this is filled with an organization that strikes out a lot of hitters. 1-1. Breaking ball, flown in the air to center. Alex on his horse out to the alleyway, raises the glove, makes the catch on the run. A quality start tonight for Luis Moreno, if he is indeed finished. He strands the runner at first base, and Brooklyn takes a 6-1 cushion into the bottom of the sixth inning. We're at Maimonides Park. It's the Clones and the Birds in game one on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Brooklyn living large so far. Cyclones have a 6-1 lead against the Ironbirds. Aberdeen reliever Antonio Velez back out there for the sixth. Gave up three runs in the bottom of the fifth inning and faces Sherman Newton. And then the top of the order with Matt Rudick and Alex Ramirez. Game two on Thursday night in Aberdeen. It's a 7:05 start. And then Friday night, 7:05, the old if necessary. Best of three in this division series. Sherman bats from the right side as the switch hitter. First pitch caught on a miss. Big breaking ball down and in. Nothing in one. Newton tonight, a strikeout and a bounce out to the second baseman. Velez, high kick, 0-1. Sizzles over the outside corner. Fastball at strike two. So Velez faced eight men in that fifth inning. 0-2. Change up off the outside corner. And Newton brought his hands down but laid off. Ball one. The 1-2. Missed down and in. Rudick on deck. He homered his last time. 2-2 coming. Got him swinging over the outside corner. And there's one away. Let's get to that trivia question.
It is a postseason appearance for a Mets affiliate. Last time they won the World Series, 1986. Who was the MVP of the 1986 World Series?
First pitch to Matt Rudick, the lefty. He takes a strike on the inner half. Nothing and one. Rudick, a home run and two ground outs tonight. The 0-1. Slice foul sharply into the Aberdeen dugout. Nothing and two. Who was it?
Ray Knight.
Ray Knight. Got some good answers to get to on social. The 0-2. Down and away. Missed for ball one.
Led all Mets regulars. 393 average in the series. Five RBIs.
High kick. 1-2. Rudick fouls it off of the plate.
And one famous here comes Knight, and the Mets win it.
I hear that almost every day. So do you. It's good to see Knight back at Citi Field for Old Timers Day about 2 weeks ago. Celebrate a hero. 1-2 coming. Rudick takes high. John DeLuca with a great response tonight. Bill Buckner? Bob Stanley? Oh, no. He says Ray Knight. And Jeff Courtney, who also got it right, punctuated that. 2-2. Ground ball over the mound up the middle. De Leon, the shortstop, fields to his left, throws low to first. Bowens picks it out. Two down. Jeff Courtney saying 1986, the year the Red Sox let the World Series get away. Ray Knight. Mary and Diane DiBernardo saying Ray Knight as well.
Well, it happens.
Not usually like that, but it does. Here's Alex Ramirez. Good night for Alex. First pitch. Velez starts him off with strike one. Brooklyn has a 6-1 lead. We're in the bottom of the sixth. Game one of the division championship. Strike one pitch. That's up high. Ball and a strike. And Bill, who just recently passed away, eventually got a smile about that. 1-1. Ripped on the ground. Base hit in the shortstop hole, and Ramirez is on again. Three hits tonight. He is 3-for-4, and he also reached on error. And every time on so far, Ramirez has been on. He has come in to score.
And continuing to have that really good approach, Alex Ramirez has elevated his play into the postseason, and that's something that's really impressive, especially for a 19-year-old. High A for the first time, and the moment has not been too big.
Here's JT Schwartz, runner at first base with two outs. Lefty to lefty, throw over to first, Ramirez dives in. So Buckner eventually had a chance to smile about it. Larry David basically wrote him an entire episode on Curb Your Enthusiasm. Just to make up for it. Schwartz 0-for-3 night. Pitch. Skies one into left field. Williams in a few steps. Now starts to trot those white cleats over and makes the catch. Schwartz now 0-for-4. Brooklyn strands a runner. And we go to the seventh inning. Game one. So far, the Cyclones feeling good, up 6-1. Brooklyn leading Aberdeen. Nick DeLuca with a play-by-play when we get back on MILB.TV.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Coliseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com. Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Cyclones at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Seventh inning from Maimonides Park in a Baikal Cadillac called to the bullpen. Nolan Kleny takes over for Luis Moreno. Cyclones with a 6-1 lead in the back third of the ballgame. Kleny a 4.92 ERA in 33 games. Face 6-7-8 in the Aberdeen order. First pitch, fastball off the outside edge to Billy Cook. It's 1-0. Kleny's ERA at 4.92 had a really good back half of the year. 1-0. Fastball down and in. Two balls and no strikes. Relieves Maurice Moreno after six outstanding innings. Another quality start. 2-0. Swing and a miss. Threw a high fastball. Two balls and a strike. Moreno going six innings, five hits. One earned, a walk, and seven strikeouts. One bad pitch, the home run by Fabian. 2-1. Hard grounder left side, fielded by the third baseman Lugo. Across the diamond, one away. And the Cyclones pitching staff that was so good down the stretch again. Allowed fewer than three runs a game over the final 18 in the regular season. Have shown up in game one of this playoff run. Here's Dante Williams. First pitch. Breaking ball down and in. 1-0. Williams 0-2. Couple of flyouts on the night. Williams lifts a high pop. Left side into foul ground off third. Lugo racing to the sidewall, but runs out of room. One ball and one strike on the Aberdeen left fielder. Nolan Kleny pitched once in Winston-Salem, inning in a third, two hits that were scoreless, a walk and a pair of strikeouts. Cyclones using him in high leverage situations that last Tuesday, but has not pitched since. 1-1. Fastball called strike outside corner, 1-2. And that one of the interesting situations for Luis Rivera tonight. He's got a number of arms that haven't pitched very recently. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Williams chased a changeup down and in. And Kleny has his first strikeout out of the bullpen. Two gone. But when you look at the way the bullpen has been used, no reason to do it over the weekend when the Cyclones had clinched the division. But now you start thinking about guys coming in high leverage situations, not having pitched in almost a week. First pitch to Ramon Rodriguez is a pop in back of first base. Shallow right field. Peroza tracking it and making the over-the-shoulder catch to close out the inning. Well, Nolan Kleny hadn't pitched in a while, but looked sharp in his return to the mound. 1-2-3-7. Seventh inning stretch time for Maimonides Park. 6-1 Cyclones on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
Good financial planning goes far beyond investments. Your financial goals must align with your life goals. That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning right here in Brooklyn. Let's break down the secrecy around money, which will lead to more resilience in our own lives and in our communities. Simple isn't always easy, but I'll be your resource to keep you on track when you're tempted to abandon the strategy. Visit futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Third inning of relief for Antonio Velez on the bump for Aberdeen, trailing by five. 6-1 Cyclones as we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Velez really struggled out of the pen in the fifth inning, allowed three, pair of homers by Matt Rudick and Jose Peroza, settled down with a scoreless sixth inning. Not a base hit to Alex Ramirez, but aside from that, had a nice bounce-back frame. And now to work against Jose Peroza, who took him deep in the first matchup between these two in the fifth inning. Cyclones looking to cruise their way to a Game 1 victory. First pitch, breaking ball, called strike inside corner, 0-1. Peroza on base all three times tonight. The homer, RBI single in the first, is driven in three. Also walked in the third inning, 0-1. Wave and a miss by Peroza over top of Frisbee slider, nothing and two. Cyclones offense has been on the attack. Been an impressive display, 1-9. 0-2, tap foul at home plate. Count holds. Have stayed in the strike zone, hit for power. Three homers on the night. Swazi going deep in the second. Rudick in the fifth. And Peroza in the same inning. But have controlled the strike zone. Couple of walks and only struck out three times. 0-2. Peroza bouncing ball back up the middle and through. And Jose Peroza cannot be stopped. A third hit of the night. And Peroza aboard in all four trips to the plate tonight. Lead-off base runner aboard because it was Jose Peroza leading off. Here's Stanley Consuegra. First pitch. Fastball down and away, 1-0. Consuegra drove in a run with a two-out RBI single in the third. Velez stares in, closes off the set. First base side of the rubber, 1-0. Wave and a miss by Consuegra. One ball and one strike. Cyclone 6, Aberdeen 1, bottom of the 7th. Velez stares at first, 1-1. Fastball in off the plate, two balls and a strike. Off day on the travel day tomorrow. And then these two teams will continue this series at Ripken Stadium in Aberdeen, 2-1. Tap foul up the third baseline, wide to third. 2-2 on Consuegra. Home field advantage not as prevalent throughout the minor league playoffs, but certainly don't want to be the Cyclones heading to Aberdeen trailing in the series. 2-2. Consuegra pops it foul right side now to play. Count remains two balls and two strikes. And in a short three-game set, Game 1, so important. And the Cyclones have put their best foot forward in the early going out to the 6-1 lead in the 7th. 2-2. Fastball freezes Consuegra. Called strike 3. Second strikeout for Velez out of the bullpen. And out number 1 in the bottom of the 7th inning. Jose Mena steps to the plate. First pitch. Slice back to the screen. 0-1. Mena with a double his last time in the fifth. Hit that ball really hard. On the fly, left center field, off the base of the wall. 0-1. Check swing at a breaking ball in the dirt. Rodriguez kept it in front. No advance. Mena held off. 1-1. Jose Peroza leading from first with one out on base all four times tonight. And a 6-1 Cyclones lead in the bottom of the seventh. Billy Cook close to the bag at second base. Room on the right side. 1-1. Tap foul at home. 1-2 on Mena. It has been an active crowd tonight at Maimonides Park. Keep touched on it a little bit earlier. Not as big in numbers, but into the ballgame. 1-2, grounded to second base. Cook flips for one. Return to first in time. Double play. Cook to De Leon to Bowens. 4-6-3. And Velez posts a second straight scoreless inning. Cyclones down without anything in the bottom of the seventh. To the eighth inning we go from Maimonides Park. A 6-1 lead. Keith Radd with the play-by-play when we return on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com. Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Cyclones at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
We head to the eighth inning in game one alongside Nick DeLuca. My name is Keith Radd on a Tuesday night in New York City. Brooklyn, the Mets affiliate, 6. And Aberdeen, the Baltimore affiliate, 1. Nolan Kleny out there for a second inning of relief. Coming behind Luis Moreno, who did it again tonight. Quality start. Just what Luis Rivera had in mind when he gave him the ball. Isaac De Leon leads off, righty shortstop. Kleny fires away. First pitch popped up towards third base. Lugo in a step now, back pedals, and Newton calls him off to make the catch. One pitch and one out. That's four in a row retired for Nolan Kleny in relief of Moreno, who gave up his only run and the only Ironbirds run of the night in the second inning. It was on one swing. Solo shot from Judd Fabian. And at the time, tied the game at one. Brooklyn hit a home run in the bottom of the second. You thought, here we go, back and forth. But the Cyclones kept it up, and Aberdeen looking for a little bit of an answer. Here's Dylan Beavers. First pitch from Kleny. That sails outside for ball one. Beavers, then Wagner. Lineup card turns over. Fourth time through. The 1-0. Caught on and missed. Nasty pitch down and in. That Kleny cutter. And Beavers went to swing and then realized I better get out of the way and then brought the bat all the way through for a strike. Kleny standing sideways, leans back, lunges home. Foul back. Fastball in the inside corner. Beavers a triple in the alley in right center his first time and has not hit the ball out of the infield since. Kleny hunting, 1-2. Just missed outside. Tell you, beautiful cutter over the outside corner. Fans wanted it. Nolan wanted it. But Mickey Smith said not so fast. Doug Lenny try again, 2-2. Here it comes. Pitch grounded sharply, but foul down the first baseline. That has been that pitch that Glenny has developed as the season has gone on. A little cut fastball. His fastball comes in 93-94. He's actually added velocity as the year's gone on. Has a breaking ball, but the cutter at 87 is has a little go-between. He said it's just a little something different. Keep the hitter off balance. Keep him on his toes. The 2-2 again. Fouled back. Looked like another cutter. Now, not talking Mariano Rivera's cutter here, but just a little something. A little movement to it. Too hard to be called a slider. Too slow to be called that true fastball. Something right in the middle. The 2-2 to the lefty. Struck him out. High cheese. Five in a row retired in relief for Nolan Clenny. That's his second punch out. And a pair retired in the top of the eighth.
And it's so effective because it can help keep hitters off balance, especially when you can come at them with the velocity at 95 up in the zone. So Clenny, from cutter to fastball, really effective.
Here's Max Wagner. First one to him. He swings over that cutter for a strike. Wagner in the two-hole tonight. Pair of strikeouts and a fly out to right. Cyclones have a 6-1 lead. Game one. Best of three. The 0-1. Fly ball into right field. Consuegra comes waltzing in. Reaches up and makes the catch. Clenny has retired all six men he's faced. The Cyclones are tallying the outs tonight. Brooklyn goes to the bottom of the eighth inning with a 6-1 lead against Aberdeen. We're back after this on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Antonio Velez goes out for his fourth inning of relief. The Aberdeen Southpaw has settled down, but it was settling down from giving up three big fat runs in the bottom of the fifth. Because of that, Brooklyn has a 6-1 lead. Cyclones come to the plate. William Lugo stands in. First pitch his way. Dotted up on the outside corner. Fastball strike, nothing and one. Lugo, Swazi, Newton, 7-8-9. 0-1. Lugo pops it foul back and out of play towards the last few rows of that first base concourse. Nothing in two. High kick, 0-2. Missed up high. Cyclone 6 runs, 10 hits. They've only struck out 4 times tonight. 1-2. That's high. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bottom of the fifth in Rome. Bowling Green has a 1-0 lead still. The 2-2. Backdoor breaker stayed up and away. Lugo kind of followed it. Took a step towards the outside part of the plate. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Lugo with a walk in 3 trips tonight. Velez is 3-2. Breaking ball ripped towards third, over Wagner's head and down towards the corner, but it is a foul ball.
Just foul.
Boy. Just missed it.
Well, it's a tough angle for you because you've got a leaping Max Wagner in front of you. And then the umpire right there. But from my vantage point, he's just, it was foul.
Just missed it. 3-2 pitch. It's outside. And Lugo is on with a walk.
We had one of those in the last regular season series of the year, at least at home against Wilmington, where their staff for a couple days, every time I'd run the lineup in, would say, are you sure that one was fair? It's like, well, it's hard for me to see, but they called it fair, and you guys were down by 7 anyway, you know.
Here's Swazi, pitch. Caught on a miss, tied up on the inside breaker. Well, I was just, I think my brain went to step two because Wagner leapt straight up. The ball went over his glove and then made a hard left and dropped out of play. The 0-1. Strike on the outside corner, and Swazi behind quickly, nothing in two. So he steps in the box, right foot then left, taps the plate. And Velez comes set, and there goes Swazi calling for time, right on cue.
Fans, get your raffle tickets out ready. We're going to call the winners for our jersey raffle in just a few seconds.
Swazi with that big home run in the bottom of the second to give the Cyclones a 2-1 lead. Brooklyn now up 6-1 in the bottom of the eighth. Lugo off first, nobody out. 0-2. Tag towards right center field, headed towards the alleyway. Beavers full sprint over, not going to get to it. It one hops and hits that alleyway. Lugo at third gets the wave around towards the plate. And he scores standing up. Swazi going around third, heading to the plate. The throw is wild. Swazi slides in safely. Joe Swazi is the definition of electricity. It is 8-1 Brooklyn Cyclones.
Well, why not? That ball was tagged right center field, and Swazi, for a second time tonight, really getting a hold of a baseball. And then you start the merry-go-round. Aggressive send, Lugo safe. Overshoot the cutoff man, and Swazi's got a little league home run.
Unbelievable. Here's Newton. Pitch. He takes a strike on the inside corner. I mean, Swazi, just a couple weeks ago, he didn't think he'd be in the starting lineup for game one. 1-0. Changeup misses high, and it's a ball and a strike. Are they talking about this, by the way? 1-1. And Newton gets into one towards left. Williams back and leaps at the wall to make a tumbling catch right under the video board. So Newton lines out. Now they have called it a triple and an E4 on the bobble throw in shallow center on the Swazi play. That's the reason why Louis sent Swazi home. And here comes Roberto Mercado to make a switch. So two more runs have scored against Antonio Velez. Swazi got him for the triple, brought in Lugo, and he came around on the error. Matt Rudick at the plate. When we get back, we're in the bottom of the eighth inning. Brooklyn has an 8-1 lead against Aberdeen, who goes to the pen next on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murphs, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murphs, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.tv. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Cyclones at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.tv for details today.
Mercado goes to his pen for right-hander Ricky Ramirez. Cyclones have built an 8-1 lead. A big home run in the second inning for Joe Swazi to get the Cyclones in front 2-1. And so far, the exclamation point belongs to him as well, with a triple to right center field, an RBI triple. That could be called a Little League home run. Brought in Lugo and came right around behind him. So here's Rudick against right-hander Ricky Ramirez. Pitch. Rudick takes a bender at the top of the zone for strike one. Ramirez comes on for Antonio Velez, who did not have it tonight. Not at all. The 0-1. That's down. And the count evens to the ball and a strike. So Velez's line is closed at 3 1/3. 5 runs. Just 4 earned on 6 hits. Walk 2, struck out 2. 1-1. Change up, fades outside. It's ball 2. Rudick 1-for-4. Homered into the backyard back in the 5th. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. Slider on the outside corner. Ramirez has been around the block, 25 years old. He's been playing pro ball since 2017. Twins drafted him out of Fresno State. Off and a pump, 2-2. Popped up, left side of the infield, fading towards shallow left. De Leon goes out, but the third baseman, Wagner, goes out to make the catch. Backpedaling right in front of Williams for the second out.
Nice play by Wagner that time. Tough backpedaling onto the outfield turf. Aside from that Williams diving catch to Rob Newton of a base hit, hasn't been great night defensively for Aberdeen. Extra outs that have led to Cyclones runs.
Here's Ramirez with 2 outs. Pitch. The righty swings heavily at a slider but comes up short. Strike one. 4 Ironbird errors tonight. None for the Cyclones. 0-1. Ramirez misses high and away with a fastball. Ricky rocks and deals the 1-1. And Ramirez tags one deep but foul down the right field line towards the parachute jump, which is kind of a good indication of where Coney Island is at this point of the year. Lights are off. Luna Park lights are off. The only lights are on that 2022 Brooklyn Cyclone season. 1-2. Outside. This is what you call the end of the season, the summer season down here, the boardwalk. Nothing but baseball. There comes the 2-2. Ramirez taps it towards the shortstop. De Leon charges, fields and fires on time, and gets Ramirez. Joe Swazi keeping this place alive. A Little League home run. A Little League two-run home run. We go to the 9th inning. Brooklyn 8, Aberdeen 1 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents, they're getting older too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
To the ninth inning, Brooklyn is three outs away from taking game one. Cyclones 8, Ironbirds 1. Dyson Acosta comes in. Brooklyn makes a by-count. Cadillac call to the bullpen. Acosta comes on after two perfect innings from Nolan Clenny. Acosta faces 3, 4, and 5, starting with Heston Kerstad. First pitch to the lefty. Fastball strike on the outside corner. Nothing in one. Kerstad, two hits tonight. Lefty DH. Pitch. Tap towards the second baseman. Peroza fields, throws to first. And there's one away.
The first baseman, number 34, T.T. Bowles.
Here's T.T. Bowles. Righty against righty. First pitch. Caught on a missed high fastball. Nothing in one. Acosta has been awesome lately. He has transferred into that closer role. Not a save situation tonight, but certainly feels like one. The 0-1. Tapper foul behind the plate. Strike two. It is a 7-run game, but it's the playoffs. Nothing is certain for anybody. Bowens has had a tough night. He has punched out all three times. Acosta has him on the ropes, and here's the 0-2. Got him looking. Buckled the knees again. And Bowens strikes out for the fourth time. The Brooklyn Cyclones look good. Look real good. Game one at home. Best of three. Game two coming up on Thursday night in Maryland. 7:05, first pitch. Here's Judd Fabian. 8-1 Brooklyn, pitch. That missed in tight for ball one. Fabian, a home run in three trips. He has provided the only life on that scoreboard for the Baltimore affiliate tonight. Waves the bat. Acosta spins the 1-0. Breaking ball dips down and away, ball two. Infield back, outfield straight away. A light breeze out to left center tonight. Dyson gets the sign. High kick, the 2-0. Foul back. Fastball in the inside corner. Dyson working on Fabian. Two balls and a strike. There comes his next pitch. And that's fouled back over our heads and back out to the entrance. So Aberdeen down to its final strike. These Cyclones fans only get one game in the division series if Brooklyn makes the championship series. Games two and a third game if necessary right here in Coney Island. These fans have been supportive from the get-go. Acosta's 2-2 pitch. Down and away, just missed with the slider. Base is empty, two down in the ninth inning. Acosta, a strike away. Payoff. Got him swinging. No, it was tipped. It was tipped. The game's still alive. Home plate umpire Mickey Smith made sure of it. And he said it was a foul ball. So it's 3-2. And it was that close. Again, you never know. Have to get all 27 outs. So Mickey Smith had the call. It was the right call. And once again, it'll be a 3-2. Maina sets up a wave. Payoff pitch. Foul back. That was the fastball in the outside corner. Starters for game two have not been announced yet. So we'll have to twiddle our thumbs and wait and see. 3-2 pitch. Popped him up into left. Newton back. Rudick comes in. Matt stops. Looks to the night sky and makes the catch. Game one to the Brooklyn Cyclones. The New York Mets affiliate takes an 8-1 decision from the Aberdeen Ironbirds, the Baltimore Orioles affiliate, in game one of the North Division Championship Series. Everything went right tonight for Brooklyn. And Aberdeen could never quite catch up. Luis Moreno, one run over six. Nolan Clenny and Dyson Acosta, literally perfect in relief. Nine up and nine down. And the Cyclones offense was just a whole lot of fun to watch tonight. Eight runs, 11 hits. We'll be back to wrap up game one right after this on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
Back here in my Maimonides Park, Brooklyn Cyclones have defeated the Aberdeen Ironbirds 8-1. A pretty straight win for the Cyclones. Just a lot of good things that happened on the Brooklyn side tonight. Back here to wrap it up, Keith Rad with you. We'll send it over to Nick DeLuca in just a moment for the wrap-up. But first, the totals tonight. Brooklyn goes 8 runs, 11 hits, no errors, 6 men left on base. Aberdeen just 1 run on 5 hits. How about 4 errors tonight and 4 men left? Luis Moreno gets the playoff victory. Gene Pinto suffers the loss. There's no save in the game because of the 7-run lead. So go back and recap this game that began at 6:31. So it was Luis Moreno against Gene Pinto, and the Cyclones spotted Luis Moreno a 1-0 lead, but that was because Moreno kept it scoreless going into the bottom of the first inning. First batter of the game, Dylan Beavers, cracked a triple into right center field. So he started the game at third base. Moreno had to tighten up. The entire infield came in. And Moreno struck out Wagner, Kerstad, and Bowens. 1-2-3 to strand Beavers at third base and keep it scoreless. In the bottom of the first inning with two outs, Alex Ramirez at second base. Jose Peroza cracked a line drive past the second baseman, Billy Cook. It brought Ramirez in to make it 1-0 Cyclones. But Aberdeen had the answer right back. Just five pitches into the second inning, Judd Fabian hit a home run out to left center field, got it up into the air, and the jet stream tonight carried it out to tie the game. The next batter, Luis Moreno, walked him. And so Aberdeen, you felt like home run, walk, okay, getting to Moreno a little bit, but he responded. Got Williams, Rodriguez, and De Leon, and it took just five pitches to get those guys out. But at the bottom of the second, a 1-1 game, broken back at the plate. Pinto starting to settle in, retired Mena, retired Lugo, but then hung a breaking ball to Long Island native Joe Swazi, who clobbered it down the left field line over the double high wall and out for a solo home run. That made it 2-1 Brooklyn. And the Clones added another one in the third inning on Stanley Consuegra's RBI single. So a 3-1 game through three innings. At that point, Luis Moreno settled down. And Brooklyn had knocked Gene Pinto out of the game after the end of the fourth inning. So Aberdeen sent out reliever Antonio Velez for the fifth. And Velez, his third pitch, Matt Rudick hit it over the right field fence for a solo home run. That made it 4-1. Still somewhat close at that point, but just three batters later, the Cyclones kind of put it away. Alex Ramirez reached on an error. Two batters later, Jose Peroza hit one over the left center field wall. Brooklyn scored three in the inning and took a 6-1 lead. Luis Moreno had another scoreless inning. That came in the sixth. His night was done. One run, six innings, struck out seven, walked one. And Brooklyn spotting him six runs. Brooklyn turned it over to the bullpen. Nolan Clenny, six up, six down. Dyson Acosta, six up and six down in the ninth. But the star of the show, Joe Swazi, hit a triple into the right center field gap in the bottom of the eighth to really put the game away. And I think he and the Cyclones are vying for a potential inside-the-park home run. I don't think they're going to get it, but Swazi hit one in the gap. Lugo scored, and Swazi even contending to Nick DeLuca on the field that, hey, I kept getting that wave-around sign. And Louis kept sending me home, so it was ruled a triple RBI. And Swazi scores on the E4, and Brooklyn takes game one, 8-1. Well, Nick, not very often in baseball do you have every single thing go right, but starting pitching, bullpen perfect, offense there when you need it, and Brooklyn a demonstrative win in game one of the championship series.
Yeah, it was really impressive in the way that you set the tone as a team into the three-game series. You know it's going to be a battle to try and advance, and to come away with an 8-1 win in game one, especially on your home turf, was really impressive. And talked to Joe about it a little bit, but the way that the lineup battled, 1-9, just putting together good at-bats, was really impressive. And then you get to the pitching staff that was lights out. Moreno to Clenny to Acosta. And allowing just one run on five hits was a great way to start this series. So take a look around the South Atlantic League scoreboard, which is a lot shorter tonight. League Championship Series in the South Division, Bowling Green on top of Rome, 1-0 at Advent Health Stadium. So the Hot Rods out to the lead in a closely contested playoff game down the stretch. See how that one finishes up as those two do battle to try and advance to the championship game against the winner of this series in Brooklyn and Aberdeen. In the Mets organization, League Championship Series Game 1 for St. Lucie and Palm Beach, a 3-0 lead for the Mets affiliate in the top of the eighth inning. In the top of the second in Syracuse, the Mets affiliate on top by a score of 2-0 over the Buffalo Bisons, the Blue Jays affiliate. So they are off to a good start tonight. And a double-A, Morabito Stadium. Binghamton has been postponed due to wet grounds against Hartford. So those two will make things up with a doubleheader starting tomorrow. And on top of it all, the Mets trailing the Cubs by a score of 3-0 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Ian Happ with a home run. Sacrifice fly. And a sacrifice bunt on the board for the Cubs. Playing a little small ball to take the 3-0 lead over the Mets, who are in that battle for the NL East at 89-53 against a lowly Chicago team, 59-82. The Mets, a favorable schedule down the stretch, trying to take advantage of that and clinch a division title of their own. Cyclones clinched the second half division title and got the playoffs off to a really good start tonight. 8-1 the victory over Aberdeen. So they will take the travel day tomorrow and then resume this series on Thursday at Aberdeen with a 7:05 first pitch. So the Cyclones a chance to win the series and advance. Can do that as soon as Thursday. Game three, if necessary, will come your way on Friday, September the 16th, at the end of the week. So, Cyclones an opportunity to win the series when they travel to Aberdeen, but winners in game one here in Brooklyn. That should just about wrap it up for us tonight. Once again, the final score, Brooklyn 8 and Aberdeen 1. For Keith Radd, I'm Nick DeLucas saying thanks for hanging out with us tonight. Cyclones take game one and a chance to win the series on Thursday at 7:05. You've been listening to Cyclones Baseball here on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.